Rasa is madhur. Krishna is madhur rasa. Himself. Madhurya kadambini. Kadambini means cloud. Samuh, megh ka samuh. So many clouds.
Cloud bank.
Eh?
Clusters of clouds. Cloud bank.
Cloud bank.
Big.
Bank.
Bank. Bank.
So many
bank.
Clouds coming together.
Bank of clouds. Cloud bank. Are called kadambini. This madhurya kadambini. Madhurya means begins from sabda, comes to nishtha, then comes to asakti and bhav. And upon bhav, the rush from, the mood from ragatmik bhakta, sakha basalya madhu, comes, then it becomes prem. And prem goes up, then it becomes sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so many things. Yeah? The clouds here, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has transferred in the shape of bank of clouds, and from them what?
Rain
is coming. Rain of mercy. It is so powerful that the air which touches this cloud or the shadow of clouds it flows to the area of Marubhumi, desert, touching these clouds. And when it goes to the desert, all the plants, all the creepers, all the trees which were dried from roots, new roots came. Sprouts came out and became so but
green.
Green. With fruits and everything, very safe flow. Then you can guess that's where the rain is coming and going. What will be the stage of that place where the rain is going on? And where the rain is coming, a very big bird.
Flood
is. And it makes everything drowned in it. Everything. This is the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never given to one. Only in these. This is the main purpose of Madhurya Kadambini.
Go to my lande.
Hari Hari Bo.
Huh? this book is has so much great thinking. So tell us. So Saran, Saran means ordinary. General person should not read this book. Those who have so much sraddha, they should read and learn this book. Those who want to do Hari Bhajan, they should actually follow this book. Otherwise, they will not understand. If anyone has sraddha, sraddha means sraddha on his guru, sraddha on guru parampara, then he should read. Without sraddha, anyone tells that this book has been made by only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but no connection with Mahaprabhu and Haridas or anyone. So actually sraddha makes the qualification to read this book. We are honored for our guru. It is right. But if a disciple of any guru has no honor for their guru parampara, then he has no honor for his guru. Understand? यदि गुरु परंपरा पर किसी शिष्य का आदर नहीं है तो इसका मतलब है कि गुरु पर नहीं है. इफ एनी वन नॉट ऑनरिंग हिज गुरु परंपरा देन ही ऑल्सो डज नॉट हिज गुरु बट ही डज बट आर्टिफिशियल ही शुड रिस्पेक्ट ऑल एनी वन who is doing Harinam, he has not taken any session from anyone, I honor him. Because he is taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna name. So I must honor if I am Vaishnava. And if I am not Vaishnava, then he is depreciated. So anyone, an ant, a hog, pig, it is taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, I should. You should not see that he is a bogus person, or he is not my god brother, or he is not in this, our line, he is not in our group. He should be very broad minded. Then he will like this. Anyone Vaishnava comes, anyone Vaishnava, we should come. If he is senior, we should do Dandavatam. And if he is junior, then from where you are coming? And gladly talk and this we should do. And if he is our God brother and very much affected to us, affected means? Then? Like this. And if his Purush and I am Istri, no word but do pranam. They should read this book, otherwise no. So, those who have very deep vishwas, faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and his siksha, teaching, they should read this book. Those who have very faith, deep faith in Krishna name, they should read this book. Otherwise not. There are so many sadhan bhakti. There are so many kinds of sadhan bhakti. Shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasakhyatmanivedanam. Except this, all there are so many. These are nine kinds.
64.
There are 64. It may be more than that. Beyond nine, to do pranam to Vaishnav, this is also. In that, it has not been told. To regard Tulasi, to regard Mahaprasadam, to regard Nirmalya of Krishna, to take Charanamrita, to Sat Charanam, all kinds of. Also to honor for cows, honor for Vrindavan, or any dham where Krishna has done any leela. So, there are so many sadhana. But among them, Krishna nam sadhana is
topmost.
Krishna nam, to chant Krishna nam and to take the ashraya of Krishna nam, shelter of Krishna nam. Does not mean that we should not hear Harikatha, only chant, chant, chant. If Harikatha is going, I will give
cotton.
Yes. Or I will do pranam and go
off.
Yes. This does not mean. We will not take Mahaprasadam, it does not mean. We will not honor our Gurudev, it does not mean. Doing all things, but thinking that Nam is himself Krishna. And by name, everything will be done. What we want. Krishna Prem can be done. But originally, and first, we should have to hear Harikatha. What is name? How to take name? Everything is to have to adopt. Mahaprabhu has given only this picture. Very Sikshastra. It came from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also explained there and in the books of all other Goswamis. From authentic books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Haridas Thakur was second his birth in a Muslim family. He born in a Muslim family and in Buran Gram. After some time, he began to chant Hari name automatically. No introduced by any guru or anyone. For the past previous birth sanskar, he used to say automatically. And giving up his house, home, nearby place, he made a kutir, kutir means
cottage,
and he began to live there. He used to take some.
Sovali
Vichara. Huh? Sovali Vichara. Are you after talking to
me? What's happening? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thakur is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected Amatukhalat. He has selected some अरे पर्दा दे सम क्वालिफाइड पर्सन लाइक हरिदास ठाकुर रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी राय रामानंद स्वरूप दामोदर अद्वैताचार्य सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य एंड बाय देम ही हैज प्रीच्ड अवर होल इंडिया एस्पेशली दोज हु आर क्वालिफाइड फॉर ए स्पेशल थिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु गेव Yet uttardaitva responsibility on them. Like Haridas Thakur used to chant three next names, so he made him Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was very expert in all kinds of siddhanta, especially Raganuga Bhajan. And so he gets the whole responsibility of this thing on Sarup Damodar. And under him wrote Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath and all others. He gets them and they wrote so many books. They established temples and all things in Vrindavan, in everywhere. He gets the responsibility of preaching on Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu. That is all over there. He gets the responsibility of Raganuga Bhakti also on Raya Ramananda. He was so expert. Likewise, he divided the responsibility of all these things on qualified persons. These facts have been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially he is writing on Haridas Thakur that he was Namacharya. He used to take usually daily 3 lakh steps. And with so much regard, he was expert in Nam Siddhanta also. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri and he was sitting alone on the bank of sea. In evening, sun was setting, the rays turned. Away, and whole sea was covered with red gulal. As Krishna gave gulal in the mouth of gopis and moon gifts in Prakriti. Prakriti means?
World.
Prakriti means?
Planet.
Universe?
Planet.
Nature. And whole nature was colored with red, with kumkum. Like this, whole sea was covered with red color. And Chaitanya was sitting and doing Hare Krishna Hare. In the same time, Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur came there and he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu was weeping and all and getting hands for the heads of Haridas Thakur and told, I am so anxious for the worldly unconditioned souls. They are in the shape of trees, creepers, wild beasts, the animals of sea, animals of land, and those who cannot walk like mountains, rivers, they are also souls. And the souls in Mohammedans, Christians, and all others, They do not know who is Krishna, what is jiva, what to do our duty. So I am thinking that how they should be
saved.
Then he told Haridas Thakur, yes, don't worry for me. Why? Because I know that your priest names kirtan loudly, to do loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking that you have started also Nagar Sankirtan, by which all Vaishnavas go to everywhere. Along is going with 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs. And they will go to see two forests, to one village to another village, one city to another city. And they will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram. And all the cows, all the ox, lions, tigers, deer, serpents. What?
Scorpions.
And every person, whether they will be of any caste and creed, they will hear, listen. And by listening, yet they will go to where? To Krishna and serve Krishna. If anyone chanting, so chale paka. যখন আসে তখন What?
Is anyone chanting?
Chanting? In mind? If he chants, not loudly, but sun is
moving,
then it will be 100 times better. And if it is done by song, that adat may be near here, then it will be more 100 times. And if so loudly, Hare Krishna, that for a long distance it will be heard, then it will be 1,000 and 1,000 times, more better. So you have done. By what? Look at here. We have begun kirtan, established kirtan. And after that he, Mahaprabhu told, if anyone wants to practice Hari name, how he should take name? Then he told that there is Namabhas, there is Nam, there is Suddhana, there is Visuddhana. There are so many kinds of Hari Bandhakara. There are so many kinds of names. But real name is with affection and by having initiation from Abhandakara Natadev Sarp Mardin. Yes, I dare go.
Having bona fide Gurudev.
Gurudev and taking initiation from him and with relation. Sambandha Jnana, we should take. He told that what is Namabhas, what is Shuddha name, what is bona fide name. He told all this. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Each letter, Ha, Re, Krishna, Ha, Re, Krishna. Increase kari to shna, sha, arna. Each have a different meaning. Go to good. So, in this book he has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he has replied. And like Raramanand was asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied. And it came in the whole world here. So Chaitanya Chaitanya, so Raghunath Das Goswami, so Krishna Das Goswami. Now he is testing the proof. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected it from Chaitanya Chaitanya and all other bona fide books, and he has given in one book like Hari Nam Chintamani. Chintamani means? What is the meaning of Chintamani?
Jewel.
A jewel.
That anything you touch it will turn into.
Anything will be desired will be produced at once. So this is, it is Chintamani like. It can grip even Krishna Prem. Radha Prem, Gopi Prem also it can give. So he has given all the sadhan pranadi. What is meaning? Process of taking Harinam and the sadhan process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected all these things and he has given. Now you are beginning. Where is Shamla and Brinda and all others?
FRL, police Chitra? Office. They all went to police station.
All? At first, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Gadai Gauranga Jaya Jahan Namajina. Is getting Jaya ka kya hoga?
Glory.
His glory time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combination of Krishna and Radhika, inner side Krishna, upper side Radhika. All the parts of the Krishna body is covered with the all parts of Srimati Radhika's body. Also their moods are also combined. And then you have become in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is glorifying him. Also, Jannava Jivan. Jannava? The Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Jannava Jivan means Nityananda Prabhu. He is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Asita Papi Advaita. Sita, husband. Abhaitacha. And also Srivas Adi Bhaktavan. Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, Rayaramananda, Sarup Damodar, all. He is glorifying to all. Why? That I am beginning this book for the welfare of all coordinational
Srivas.
So their mercy should come to me that I could can end this book. And I can write the mood of Haridas Thakur here and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this, anyone cannot enter in Bhakti Riddle. Once I told you that Lamanas Jaladhitire Nilachala Mandire Daru Brahma Purusha Pradhan. On the bank of Nil Ocean, Nil Mane yellow, blue ocean, where currents are coming repeatedly. There is a very big temple, Jagannath Temple, and in it Daru Brahma, Purna Brahma. Daru means wooden, but he is Brahma in the shape of wood, but not wood, in the shape of, and he is full, what? Full,
complete.
Full God. God, himself God, personality, Sakshat Daru Brahma, full Pradhan, Jagannath Puru. he has come from Golok Vrindavan to save conditional soul and to give his blessing to all. And so he is called Pati Pavan. To the persons they want to fulfill their worldly desire, easily he shows to them. And those who want moksha, he also gives moksha. Moksha of two kinds. First, to become, to give up all worldly desire. And asakti in world, asakti
attachment
towards worldly things. This is moksha, and to annihilate in God, nirvisheshwar. This is of one kind. And secondly, moksha is to have the service of lotus feet of Krishna. These two kinds. In this dham ka kya hota?
Dham.
Holy abode. Radha and Krishna together being Govinda, taking sannyas, leaving his mother and very beautiful Kishori Vishnu Priya, sleeping Haribol, came to this holy place by the order of his mother. And one reason was that if I go to Vrindavan, all will know that I am Krishna. To have this fact, I am simply a Gauranga. The son of Jagannath, anyone will not know me. So I should hide here and save all world. Why? He will come to Vrindavan and then it will be disclosed that he is not, he is Krishna. Because when he will come here in Vrindavan and see Yamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, deers of Vrindavan, cuckoos of Vrindavan, and dancing peacocks here, keka, keka, yolare, which is Giriraj. What? He will at once be like Krishna. Radhika mood will go away. So everyone will know that, oh yes, he is Krishna. That is why very cleverly he took the order of her mother and went to die in Jagannath. Understanding something? So he came in the disguise of a sannyasi there. Actually he was not sannyasi. He was dhutta, kapati.
Pretender.
And great teacher. That is why he stolen the beauty of Srimati Radhika and the mood of Radhika and cheated all. In the same way, there were so many reasons to come to this world, to establish Yuga Dharma, to change the most of Daita Dana, devil, like Jagai Madai, like myself, and so many. And he went to south and he changed the most of all persons. they began to do Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They became all Vaishnavas. So this is Yuga Dharma. And he lived in the house of Kashimis, the guru of the king, Satapurupada. He called his work from various parts of India, from Bengal, from Utkal, from Deccan, in South India, and from other parts. Haridas Thakur ran away from Bengal. Sarup Damodar became mad and at once came to Puri in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rai Ramand left his all governorship and everything and became mad and he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sivak Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Rup Sanatan and all Vaishnavas from everywhere. They were what?
Magnified.
And living every job and everything. Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy to all. He told his Harikatha in so many ways. In hidden way, he gave so many things, bhakti siddhant, in the heart of Rai Ramana, and again he took it and became a Ratnakar. Ratnakar means ocean of jewels. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a very deep mood, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav Pad. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. And his heart was coming so high. Yes, yes. His big heart seemed that there is nothing in his heart, everything had come out. Here he came by the way of Siddha Bakul. Siddha Bakul is in Puri near Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this place, this Bakul tree, and told him that you should make a hut here and you should be here. And from there you will chant Hare Krishna and I will be here. One day, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you tell me how all these conditioned souls will be liberated and they will have this service of Krishna? Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his lap and he began to weep bitterly. And he washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his tears. Mahaprabhu became so much mad.
Hair standing on end.
Hair standing, pulaki. And his throat was began to
choke up.
He answered the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the conditioned soul will be liberated. I am so worried for this. Haridas Thakur, by being so standing here, Chokta.
What?
White Chokta. And Tiyasinai hands fold, holding hands, having the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that, O Prabhu, your passions are so deep, anyone cannot understand. You dance whole world like a shepherd, having the thread in your hands. All are seeing that puppets are dancing, but not they are seeing that anyone is doing so. You can do hundred of task calls by one thing. You can sue in one first, in
arrow.
One goalie,
one arrow.
And arrow so many birds. I am Akinchan. Akinchan means?
Nothing.
Nothing. You are Akinchan? I am Akinchan. I am Sukinchan. Not Akinchan. He is Akinchan. His pocket is so heavy. My pocket is something. We are this thing. We are not Akinchan. Haridas Thakur was Akinchan. Mahaprabhu was Akinchan. Rupa Sanatan there Akinchan. If anyone gets something, he gives it to Jamuna or in the sand, throwing everywhere. And I collect it and give him back. No? So if anyone wants to do bhajan of Krishna, he should be like. Also, I have known wisdom. Wisdom, you know? Buddhi. No good mind, no vidya, no education, no wise, nothing I have. Only your lotus feet are every samsara, nothing else. He is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, be surrendered to Krishna fully. Having nothing, what you have to give everything in the lotus feet of Krishna. No buddhi, no vidya, nothing. Like Haridasa. He has not gone to school. He has not gone to anywhere. He has the society of Raghunath Das Goswami, Yadunandan Acharya, Advaita Acharya, and like this. Nothing. So if we want to do bhajan, we should be like that. That is why we are not proceeding towards bhakti. Why? We are not talking. We have so much wisdom. We can discuss anything. We know everything.
I don't know anything. I can't discuss anything.
And that is why we are so clever. So, bhakti is not common. If there is, anyone is clever, wise, having so many money, everything, then he will nothing. Prabhu bole, ehen ajogya jane prasna kariya karan. Why you did prasna? Why did you question me? What can I tell? But if you, what?
Empower me. Give me your...
Empower me and you bless me and you show your mercy, then I can tell anything by your mercy. Otherwise, I cannot. So, Prabhu, I am telling something that you have given in me, and you kindly hear this. But today.